Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Today on CityCast Las Vegas, your producers are taking over to bring you the local gift guide you need to keep your dollars in our community while spreading the holiday joy this season. It's Monday, December 11th. I'm Layla Mohammed, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. All right, executive producer Sonia Cho Swanson, welcome to CityCast Las Vegas.
Why, thank you, Layla. Hello.
Hello. It's not too often where we're both on mic and we're both on this side of the mic.
Yeah, we got to get to do something special because we've been doing a lot of research for this one. I'm so excited. I've got this whole list of goodies.
Yes. So we are here to bring you a holiday gift guide for your Vegas holiday. But Sonia, I want to start off with, let's be honest, how often do you really shop local?
Okay, so probably less than I should, but I am making it more of a point and more of a commitment to do that. So, for example, it's kind of hard to buy all of your groceries locally. You can certainly try to, you know, stop by a farmer's market every so often. But that's not always, you know, financially feasible either. But around the holidays, around this time of year, it's a great time for me to, like, you know, I've been saving up to buy gifts for the holidays. And so it's exciting to be able to, like, do a little bit more of that shopping locally. And I found some really interesting stats, Layla. So when you spend $100 locally at a locally owned business, $68 of that stays local.
Wow.
Whereas, yeah, if you buy it at a national chain, only $43 of that $100 actually stays in the community.
Nice. So this is the giving season. So shopping local kind of is giving to the community too.
Yeah. And I think it also kind of shows a little bit more thought and care and effort in your gift too, that you, like, hey, really thought about. You didn't just, like, run to Target on your way home from the gas station.
Yeah.
Which is also okay, but, you know, if you shop local, you're actually going the extra mile there. So it kind
of, I know, we all love Target.
But we all shopping love local, Target.
Shopping local makes you feel a little bit warmer inside. So let's jump in. We're going to start with a hard group of people to shop for.
Uh-oh.
And that's teenagers.
Oh, teens.
Yeah. So, Sonia, where are you shopping for your teenage friends and family this holiday season?
I'm lucky. I've got a lot of book nerds. My nieces and nephew are book nerds, which is really fun. So I get to go to the Writer's Block. I've done this now for a few years. The Writer's Block, our favorite local downtown
yes.
bookstore. Well, one of two excellent downtown bookstores. What's great is that they have really wonderful staff who can give you really personalized recs. And so last year, I remember going and asking Drew, one of the owners there, like, what do I get for, like, a 12-year-old who maybe isn't the strongest reader but loves graphic novels? And he was like, oh, let me tell you. And just took me around. It was great. So that would be my first rec, is the Writer's Block, just because you'll get that personalized kind of insight into which books to buy.
Yeah, and they have great stationery there too.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, notebooks and stuff like that. They have great ones there.
I love it. My second rec is a little more edgy. There's a place called the Tat Bar in Chinatown behind the Golden Tiki, you know, that kind of, like, three-layer shopping center.
The Tat, T-A-T?
Yeah, Tat Bar, as in tattoo, but it is a faux tattoo bar.
Oh.
So it's like airbrushed stencils.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just called them up and made sure that they take teens, and they were like, oh yeah, we take teens all the time. Like, entire cheerleading troops will come and get, like, fake tattoos together.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So if you go and you pick from one of their, like, pre-made stencils, they've got, like, hundreds of stencils and stuff. It starts at maybe $25 or $30 for a small design. Obviously, for more, like, bigger and intricate designs or colors, then it gets more expensive. but you can actually also have them make you a custom stencil. So if you want that, that's a little bit more, you should email them directly to kind of figure that out.
Oh, that would be great for a teen to get them a custom like tattoo, especially if they're thinking about getting one later on. And
yeah.
You want to make sure that they're sure that they want to put that on their body. That's nice. I might try that out. That is so cool.
Yeah. What about you? What's your teen gift guide?
Yes. So I texted my resident teen, my niece, to ask her what teens like. And of course, she said shoes, clothes, jewelry, skincare.
Nice.
So a local option for that I found is Solection, S-O-L-E-C-T-I-O-N. And it's a local sneaker store. And they do sneaker consignment. Don't ask me to explain that. I am not a sneakerhead. But they buy and sell the hottest trends of sneakers. And that's Solection. So if you have any teens that are really into sneakers or want to keep up with the latest trends, I think they'll have some fun there. And then I also selfishly put this one on my list for teens because I think roller skating is such a great fun activity to get outside. And we have some great skate parks that I don't think are that well known or that talked about in the Valley. And it's a great place for kids to go and hang out. So on my list, I have Death Drop Roller Skate Shop on Decatur.
Okay.
And it's a female-owned roller skate shop, and they sell everything you need from pads to skates to apparel, and they have smaller like goodies there, like stickers and stuff that you can shop for. So if you want to get a teen in your life into roller skating, stop by there and they'll suit you up with everything you need to start that hobby. And they do gift cards too, so you can get a gift card from there.
Cool.
So those are our teenage friends and family. We're going to move on. What about unique and quirky gifts for a unique and quirky person?
Ooh, we've all got a friend whose tastes are so hard to pin down.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay, so this is where I'm like definitely not going to Target, definitely leaning into like the local shop. And even more unique, I think, is actually going into the vintage shops and getting vintage items for them. So for vintage, I think the go-to has got to be Main Street. That's where there's like a whole row of like antique malls, antique shops, vintage shops, great curated selections. Personally, I love just like digging through the rows at the Antique Alley Mall because it's just like piles and piles and piles of stuff. You can find some really cool like turquoise jewelry. Like I saw this ridiculously like funky turquoise bolo tie. I feel like those have gotten really hot and popular.
Oh, wow. That's definitely quirky and unique.
Right? Right? If you just go to some of like the other vintage shops like across the street, the one that's got like the big pink wall, you can find some really gorgeous like vintage martini glasses. And then I think what would make a great gift is start by going to the Antique Alley Mall because you can find the casino matchbooks from like the 70s and 80s.
Oh, wow.
And get a few of those and then go around the corner to the Akin Cooperative, which is a locally curated set of products from Margaret and the Alley founder Jen Toller, and get a locally made candle. And so pair that old matchbook with a candle.
Yeah, that's such a good idea. I love that.
Right. And then another shout out to Akin Cooperative. They just got broken into. Their whole front store like window is smashed and they had a smash and grab. So if we can give them some extra love and support this season, I think that'd be really helpful.
Yeah. We had owner Jen Toller on Around Life is Beautiful to talk about Market in the Alley. And
yeah,
she's great. So, yeah, send some love to Akin Cooperative.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
So what are you getting for your quirky friend?
So on the same vintage vein, I totally agree with you, like those one-of-a-kind vintage pieces. I don't love searching through racks when it comes to thrifting and finding vintage pieces like that.
Layla, I will do that for you. We can go together.
You can do that for me. Or the phone booth on IG, they are a vintage shop. They will do it for you. And they pick out vintage pieces and kind of curate vintage pieces that you can shop on their online website. And they're on Instagram, the phone booth VTG, the phone booth vintage. Just their Instagram page alone just struck me. The pieces that they pull are so good, so high quality. They just look so luxe and unique. I 100% will probably go shop there next time I'm looking for a vintage piece or looking to gift a vintage piece.
Nice.
Another unique and quirky gift that I would give my unique and quirky friend is some home decor from Best of Luck Designs.
Ooh.
They have like tiered disco hangers, and it's hard to picture when I say it like that, but imagine disco balls and they're like stuck together by crochet and then you can hang them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a plant hanger, but instead of a plant, you have a disco ball inside of the crochet. Oh, I love that.
There you go. That's a perfect way of describing it.
That's so cute.
And they have small ones that you can put in your car. They have bigger ones that you can hang in your home. And I saw them at Market in the Alley, and it just looked so cool. Their booth was getting so much love. And so I think they would be a really fun gift for someone who you know is eccentric and fun, but you don't know how to nail them down. I think that would be such a fun gift for them.
What's the store called again?
Best of Luck Designs. And you can find them on Instagram at Best of Luck Designs with a period in between each word. And they have a link to their Etsy shop. All right, so our next category, I'm excited for this one because I'm not a huge gift receiver. It gives me anxiety to receive a gift from someone that's like an item, but experiences, I am all for. I love that, whether I can do it with the person or alone. I think experiences are such a great gift, and we live in Vegas, so I know we have no shortage of those.
Oh my God, so many.
Sonia, what is a good experience gift?
Okay, for all my other millennial listeners out there, if you ever went to the mall and took 90s style photos with your like horrible hair in your face and your square glasses and that fuzzy soft like heart background.
I love it already.
Those days are not over. If you go to the Boulevard Mall, there is a shop just around the corner from the movie theater called Memories 702. And that's memori.es702. She's on Instagram. She's on TikTok. You can go and get the same 90s, you know what I mean? Like prop up your hand on your, you know, chin on your hand.
You know what I'm picturing right now, Sonia? A CityCast team photo there.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Layla.
Scott and David are going to hate me for that, but I'm calling it. Let's do it. That'll be the funnest team outing ever.
Yes. Can we all just like put our chins on our hands? Like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Stacked
Layla.
On top of one another.
Genius.
That is so fun. And it's a memory too. Like you can take that home with you and put that up on your wall and keep it forever.
Oh my God,
and that'll
yes.
be a nice little reminder of someone.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, for two people, I think a 30-minute session is only $60. So it's so reasonable and just like a great, fun thing to do.
I love that experience. That is so fun. My experience gift is something new that just opened in November. It's the Arte Museum, A-R-T-E, Ooh. And it's an immersive art exhibit that opened up, and it's getting great reviews. If you think about the Van Gogh exhibit that took the country by storm, those pictures were everywhere of that exhibit. It's kind of like that, but the theme is nature. So it's landscapes and water rushing and more so like an immersive nature experience.
So it's like a digital art thing like projected onto walls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So that price varies from $40 to $60, but Nevada residents get $10 off. And if you go between 10 and 11:30 a.m., there's an early bird discount, another $10 off. So that could end up being a pretty good price for a great experience. I've seen pictures where you can draw something and then it scans it and puts it on the wall and animates your drawing with other people's drawings. I think that'll be great if you want to give that gift for to your family or to a family or any group of people. I think that'll be a really fun experience.
Nice, nice. Oh, and one more experience. Shout out to former co-host and current contributor Vogue Robinson, who has an amazing sip and pour event on December 28th. Tickets are $100. They include a painting session, all your art supplies, light refreshments, poetry. It just sounds like it's going to be an amazing event. So we'll drop that link in the show notes too.
Yes. And if you've ever seen Vogue's painting videos, that looks so fun to do. So I'm sure that's going to be such a fun experience. So let's go to some inexpensive gifts because our, especially our experiences were a little pricey. So if you're buying gifts for a lot of people or maybe people that you don't know that much and you just want to keep it under budget, keep it inexpensive, where are you shopping?
Okay, so my first rec is to actually go to some really cool little international grocery stores, all locally owned around the valley, whether that's Ronnie's World Market, the Indian Market, Melcom Market, Ethiopian Market, Ron's, which is an Armenian Russian market, or Nakata Market, which is Japanese.
Oh, wow.
Go to any like local grocery store and get some really cool little international snacks that people can try from around the world. I mean, they're only like usually like $2 or $3 for a small box of something.
Ooh,
and
that sounds good.
Yeah, just a kind of a fun little sampler from around the world. My other inexpensive rec is actually postcards. There's an artist who I love on Etsy. Her name is Anna C, S-E-E. And she does hand-rolled lino cut of Mojave Desert flora and fauna. So all of the local plants and cacti and, you know, animals and things. And those postcards are, I think, around $12 for a set of five.
I love that. And that's so thoughtful, too. Even though it might be on the cheaper end, it's very, like, thoughtful and something that you kind of curate and put some love into.
And the other thing you could do is you could even just buy some postcard stamps to go with the postcards if you want to, like, just add a little extra touch for that gift.
On that same postcards train, in Ferguson's downtown, LV Plant Collective has some cards too for $5, and they're really cute, really nice design that you can put with a gift or give maybe a holiday card or a thank you note to someone this holiday season.
Oh, that's lovely.
And my other inexpensive gift idea is Silver Post in downtown Summerlin, trying to give some of my Summerlin people some love. It's my favorite gem store. So if you want a nice little gem, and they all have meanings to them, whether you believe it or not, you know, like.
Sure, sure.
If you get someone a carnelian, it's supposed to give them confidence, or a rose quartz to bring them love.
Oh, I love that.
It's a nice thing to give them, like, here for self-love in 2024. And if you shop for the really, like, tiny little gems that they can, like, maybe put in their pocket, it gets really, really cheap. So you can buy them for a group of people if you're shopping for a group.
Like, is one gem, like, $5 or something? Or, like...
Each gem is, like, a few dollars if you shop for the smaller ones. And then they have bigger pieces in the store, but the small gems won't break your bank.
I love that it's like about thinking about someone and what they need in that moment, like emotionally, kind of, right?
Exactly, because there's so many gems and the staff there is so knowledgeable. They will tell you like, oh, someone, I don't know, wants a new job in 2024. They'll tell you the exact gem to give them.
Wow.
And so talk to the staff, tell them what you're looking for, tell them who you're shopping for, and they'll help you pick the right gem. And I think that's a really cute and thoughtful gift that won't be too expensive.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay, Sonia, is there any last ones you want to throw out there for our local friends?
Yeah, you know, if it's like coming down to the wire and you know that you have to get a gift like at the last minute, I just wanted to say you can never go wrong with flowers. So head over to Gaia Flower Shop, which is downtown on East Charleston, or to Cactus Joe's, which is out in the Blue Diamond, deep Southwest. Grab a succulent in a nice pot. I mean, these are gifts that just bring so much life and joy, whether they're, you know, flowers that last for a week or a succulent that lasts for hopefully much longer. Those are a great last minute gift.
If you're me, I can't even keep a succulent alive.
No,
but
Layla.
Both of those stores have beautiful plants, and those are beautiful options. Another last-minute call for gifts could be Market in the Alley, where a lot of local makers gather together. So you can kind of shop around and pick from art and jewelry and all kinds of stuff. The next one is December 17th at the Arts District, if you want to check that out and continue to shop local.
Here, here.
All right, Sonia Cho Swanson, thank you so much for joining me today on CityCast Las Vegas and curating our very Vegas holiday.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to go do this photo thing, yeah?
Yes. Stay tuned for a CityCast Las Vegas team photo.
Amazing. I can't wait. Thanks so much, Layla.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you liked our recs, send this episode to your friends and family. Don't forget to also subscribe to our morning newsletter for more Vegas holiday goodness. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.